Hello, welcome to the Honest... Oh, I didn't even check the office if the audio worked. Hello, welcome to the Honest Football Game. I'm your host, Rob. Welcome to Street Street Day, the day the camera broke. And now you've got this more personal, intimate camera. Hello, gentlemen. We're right in it. hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Apologies for being late. You can hear us. I can see it on the dial. I'm not having that. Don't you try that zip zap rap. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm so sorry that we're late, and I'm so sorry about the fuck up at the start of the show. For some reason, the main camera now just is like, nah, kaputa. I am not working. So, fun little thing for me to explore afterwards. Hello, everyone. Hello, Big Dog Six. Hey, Tristan, T Man Cash, Colonel Cabbage. Hello, everyone. N.A. Brooke. I hope you're all well. How it looks like the normal view. No, turn it off. I was there the day the camera broke. Yeah, I don't know what happened. So anyway, podcast guys, apologies. Also, podcast guys, it's just me talking today. So it's your opportunity to be like, no, skip this one for there being another guest. But if you do want to tune in and listen, love you. If you're driving home from the work site or running with the dog or taking the kids out for a walk or whatever you do want to do, thanks for being here. Obviously, no Owen Jackson today. That is the sad news. Just me. I apologise that I'm not the bright part of your life, and Owen is, but it's lovely to be here. Whew, that was a bit of stress to kick the day off. Right, so, Owen Jackson, I'm just going to be painting up this Gotkin and talking to you guys. A couple of reasons as to why. I had a message yesterday about covering a 40k team tournament on TTS. I was like, yeah, I'll do that. And then I had a message today about covering an 80 Sigma team tournament. No, two. I was like, yeah, I'll do that. My head's swimming, and there's a lot going on, so I'm just going to paint. Didn't have time to organise a whatever today, so we're going to paint and hang out and talk shit. Why Glotkin? Great question. Maybe a stonk? He's been rubbish for years. He's now allyable, which is kind of cool, and I'd like to paint up some lists and run some lists at some point, which are kind of mid-tier, and I think Glotkin's kind of a mid-tier play. Oh, Stu, thanks for subscribing. Oh, wait, is that even subscribing? Hold on, let me see. Is Streamlabs even open? No, nothing's working. This computer's had a meltdown overnight, and I've just walked in and been like, oh, it looks fine. Hello, L. Ron Hubbard. Hope you're well. Even the miniatures in the middle of the road. Yeah, I probably am not going to put... So the Glotkin, if you guys aren't aware, is three brothers. The three brothers Glot. What just happened? Something just happened. I think Stu just subscribed. Thanks, Stu, for just subscribing. First time in the chat. That's lovely. Well, not in the chat, but for subscribing. Yeah, it's three brothers got, so there are two other models. Sometimes people will take those models off because they make amazing Chaos Sorcerers, like of Nurgle. Really nice. But I've always liked the model. I liked the story in the End Times with the Glotkin. I thought it was super cool. I thought they were a cool little bad guy, but not like an uber bad guy. And he's got some really sweet abilities in Age of Sigmar, so I'd like to paint him up. That simple. I've had him for years. I got this far, and now I feel a little bit more confident. I actually remember putting this guy down and being like, oh, I'll never paint that. It's too complicated. Nowadays, it's not too challenging. He is crap, Prop Joe. That's a good point. It's a quicker way of putting it. But real fun to paint. He is one of the first diorama models, you can say, because the three guys all do different things. Yeah, that's a great point. He is a diorama model. Thinking about that Glottos guy that's coming out for Sinesh, that's a really good point, Prop Joe. Was he one of the first diorama models? I'm not sure. A Fear of Monkeys, thank you for... oh, no, that's not right. Battle Show just gifted a gift subscription. Thanks very much. appreciate that for doing that. For donating two gift subscriptions. That's sweet, thank you. If anyone is tuning in to listen to... find out about the partner application. We actually applied 2 weeks ago. We just got to wait to find out if it's accepted. Or not accepted. It's that simple. It'll either happen or it won't happen. But you guys have helped keep the numbers super high, which has been amazing. And hopefully you've enjoyed the journey as well. So that's fun. So we'll see whether or not they accept us as a partner. And if we do, more emotes, more other things. Hey, Warhammer Rob, I'm loving watching your slow descent into 3D printing online. It's making me chuckle loads. Really enjoying that. Hello, N.A. Brooks. I see Robin and Nurgle Army on Breakfast Battles with one Glotkin and as many Black Kings as possible. No, I wouldn't do that, but like you could do some sweet Glotkin plays. You've just got to get the spell off. Like, he's not amazing, but like Marauder, Nurgle Marauders with the Glotkin buffs are wild. absolutely wild, especially if you brought like a Chaos Nurgle Ward. I mean, you could go full Death Star, full Death Star on a unit of Chaos Marauders. You can give them plus one wound each. You can give them reroll saves. You can give them rerolls to hit and to wound. You can give them plus one to wound. And you can make them so, so good. And so I kind of fancied building a full Nurgle Death Star. I think it would be hilarious. I don't think it would be very good, but that one time it went off, these 40 Marauders that delete the Earth. getting it. Yeah, that's my next plan. That is my next plan. Nurgle has all of two mortals, and yet they got that centerpiece unit down day one. Yeah, true. I think, obviously, the Glotkin release was before they really understood what they were trying to release for ranges. I think since the launch of Age of Sigmar at some point, and I don't think actually it happened for Fire Slayers, which is one of the early releases, or the Stormcast stuff. I would say it didn't even happen for Nighthaunt. I probably feel like as we get towards the Sinesh and the Lumineth Realm Lords, and maybe the KO, but that was a little bit older as well, I actually think that they've started to understand what they want to do as releases for model ranges for Age of Sigmar. It's like, here's 10 units, 10, 11 units, bosh. 6 months to a year later, here's 10 more, 11 more units of that range, bosh. I think they're starting to understand it. Here's a big dude, here's War Machine, here's a blah, 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 blah. I think it's the general plan. Hey, Canhammer TV. Charlotte loves Rob, the baby shark. Hello to Charlotte, the original OG. I hope you're well. But could we all get some... Rob Kelly, thanks for donating some bits. Also, Rob Kelly, great job on painting up that piece of terrain yesterday. Can we shout out Charlotte in the chat, please? Could we get some whoop whoops for Charlotte? She's my friend over in Canada. And one day I'm going to high-five her. Pow-pow! Where my heart isn't exploding out my balls. Thanks, Rob Kelly. Appreciate that. I wish Nurgle's magic number was 5. It would make spells so much easier. It would do, but then Holy Within Ranges would only be 5 or 10 inches, so it would be so much more complicated. Skaven really got lucky with it being 13. Even Holy Within 13, you get the extra inch. And then sometimes they're like, oh, double it, 26 inches. Yeah, 26, that works. Whereas like 7, Holy Within 7 or Holy Within 14, a real big difference there. Thanks, GW. Glotkin can make Plague Bearers 2 wounds. That's obviously like a much better version of that, the Marauder Bomb that I was talking about. But I just like the idea of running Glotkin. He really gives me like some old school vibes. I think he's super sweet. It'd be super fun to get him on the table. I know he's rubbish, but I don't know. I just think it'd be... he's allyable, which I think is nice. And I just think he's a sweet-ass model. Imagine them having a model in the range that doesn't have Disgusting Resilience. Insane. This guy doesn't have Disgusting Resilience. Blows my mind. He is taller than a Mega Gargan, is he? I don't think he is. No, he just looks big. He's quite squat. He's like a living sea shower. Put him next to a wall and watch the coolness factor go up by 2. Yeah, he's so awesome. He's so awesome. Come on, Rob. He's clearly not a demon. That's true. Clearly. Actually, you know, if you take the brother's glot off, he's actually pretty awesome. I'm tempted. I've started painting him now, so I probably won't. But it would be cool to do some conversions, put something on top. I've seen him used as a Chaos Knight. That's not a shark carry, I know. The sharks are still printing, so I've got to wait for the sharks to get finished. Plague Bearers do 0 damage, though. They do. Although, so he's also immortal, so he's got access to the best spell in the book, Blades of Putrefaction, or as Americans call it, Blades of Petrification. Brassus Boys' range being Holy the Ninth is doubly annoying. It's very tight and not even narrative as Corn Battalions as Colonel Cabbage. Yeah, I agree with that. Hey, Dan Brooke, what's going on? I hope you're well. I'm going to keep painting. Right, anyone got any questions for me in the chat? Like I said, if you just joined me, a lot going on this week. A lot going on. Still recovering from the weekend and 3 team tournaments to plan for. So, they're all TTS team tournaments to plan for doing some commentary and some organising. And I'm very excited about it, but not very interesting to do a show on that. Like, hey guys, do you want to watch me fill in some spreadsheets and do some Google Docs about team events? No, thank you. Do you want to watch me desperately message people about doing some coverage with me? No, probably not. Not good TV. What changes would you make for third edition? Ah, Partner Gang. What up, Partner Gangs? A third edition Age of Sigmar. We asked this question yesterday, but I guess we can carry on with it. Third edition Age of Sigmar. Twitch chat, what would you like to see? That's my question. What would you like to see? That'd be interesting. Ben Boyd, what's going on with the tournaments you were running? As soon as... So if you aren't in England, I'm not sure, Ben, where you're based. So the Super Series will be back up and running when we are able to run tournaments. But right now, I'm not even allowed to see someone from another house. That's the level of restriction that we're in England. So I can't see any one person, let alone have two teams of four here and a TV crew. So probably, I don't know, I think May looks more likely now than anything else. So as soon as, hey, Ben, yeah, that stinks, Ben, I know. But we've got to be safe, we've got to be sensible, and I think it all makes sense, so I'm in for that. Oh, thanks to the Saurus Knight for donating 200 bits. Hey, Rob, how many Gargant's pants would you have been stuffed down before you say enough is enough, just kill me now? Not enough. You just keep sticking me in there. Just get me in there. I'll just be in there, just banging on some balls. Apologies to Charlotte there. Banging on some... some things. And ignoring it. Just some depth of scenery rules. Most of the core rules are decent. So scenery, like we talked about yesterday, a lot of love for that. I actually wouldn't mind the smaller board size, like 40k now, says Tom Dix. It's a good point, I think, actually, Tom. Talked about it a little bit more yesterday, actually, when I came off the show, just with myself, and looked at the mat. We got a 40k mat size outside in the arena on one of the tables, and I was like, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. You just wouldn't be able to flank a lot, which would be interesting. One, drops don't determine first turn choices, Prop Joe. Interesting call. No more triumphs. 100% agree. Let's take that to the moon straight away. A better lookout, sir. Interesting. A better lookout, sir. Okay. Help, please. Does Chaos Warcry Warbands get Marks of Chaos outside of Idolaters? No, they do not. Only inside Idolaters do they get Marks of Chaos. Owen Jackson. Hey, Hawkeye. You look like how I feel late night. Wow. That's rude. Thank you to Stu Flynn for subscribing for 9 months. I could have had a baby in this time. It's true. fuck. Thanks, Hawkeye. I'd like to see AOSV playing in the realms, dictating the terrain rule you use for all terrain, says Torion. I think I'd like to see more evolved terrain rules. What that looks like, be interested. Command point to force a priority roll. Such a massive swing could hinge on a single dice roll. It might be good to force you to give a resource. Go for the double. It's a little rough, though, Mandollies, because command points aren't really... there's no equity in command point generation and resource usage. Some armies use a lot of CP, or some builds use a lot of CP to enact their plan. Some use spells. Some just use core abilities, whatever it might be, or maybe battalion abilities. So the one that would unnecessarily hurt the ones who are looking to use CPs, whereas other ones who don't really care. Plus, some armies, Gitz, Slaanesh, Seraphon, are able to like absolutely hammer the amount of CP they generate. And then on top of that, you've obviously got the debuff CP game now coming out from Lumineth Realm Lord. So that'd be rough if that was like, if it was CP based, I think. Hey, Ideneth Deeppan. Rob, if you live alone, you're allowed to mix with one of the household support bubble, I believe. Ideneth Deeppan, thank you very much, and I have been doing that. But again, me and that one other person were unlikely to do a successful team tournament. But thanks, Deeppan. And also, I love your YouTube name. Ideneth Deeppan is great. Better piling rules. Haken, what are you thinking? Iron Gauntlet, what's something more with bravery? Something more with bravery. Interesting. Yes, that would be what would you like to do with bravery? Crazy Horse, smaller board only helps shooting armies, of course, but amazing terrain like yours and the terrain that you can put in the future hopefully will stimmy that to some degree. I'd like to see a shift towards 40k style scoring with a mix of ways of scoring, not exactly secondaries in the game. Something like Middle Earth, where there is a set amount of VPs that can be won by both players with several ways of achieving them, killing specific types of units, objective grabbing, and force retention. I think that having the secondaries like 40k, but not 40k ones, because they weren't done very well, would be great. So the primary mission that we have, where you score, I think the game 100% has to stay objective-based. I need to go to the objective, get the objective, stay there. It's the core reason I think Age of Sigmar is great. It's why 40K is way better than it was in the last edition, in my opinion. Like, I think I much prefer it. You know where each others are going to and where you're going and why you're going there. I think that's super fun. It adds such a dynamic to the game. And then I think secondaries would be super cool. I think killing the enemy general, a bunch of different secondaries would be really fun. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. Just make characters untargetable within X units. Yeah, that's fair. Hey, Dan Wyman. Hey, Rob, love the stream sheets. Thanks very much. Appreciate you loads. You know what I want for Third Ed? An FAQ. is this because you're on a lower quality camera that it doesn't have all those fancy pretty filters? Do I look different? I'm just closer. This is just what I look like. Close. So I have the far away camera. So you can't see my chubby face. where the artwork have you hid from? Kelbar, it's just something I downloaded. I don't know where this artwork is from. I Google fantasy backdrops sometimes and other stuff. I'd like to credit it, but honestly, no idea where it's from. Let's put it up. I just think it looks pretty. There we go. I try and change it around every now and again because I think it's cool. Hey, Reaper. More counter magic abilities. Yes, that would be nice. I think maybe being able to buy, having some magical artifacts that you could buy that are core would be fun. Again, hey, Fletcher Bomb. I think one of the, loads of you have said loads of things. We spoke about this. Me and Vince obviously had this conversation before, as a conversation when we got rid of the realm artifacts. Or I think that was a positive change. I wouldn't mind realm artifacts getting points or something similar so that you paid for them. And that way you could buy in a dispel scroll, which I think would be super cool. You can model it on your little dude and you'd have a great time. Person who doesn't pick the side gets to pick the realm. I don't play with the realms as is right now anyway, in games. So I don't really have any point. I think they're a bit whatever. I think the fact that I roll off every time is not something that's applicable. So I'm just not part of that. So I don't really have anything to add to it. Hey, Tommy Butters. when will the Honest Wargamer football kit be available? Very soon. One of the things that we're going to try and organize is our sports team to go coincide with our T-Sports team. I think that's going to be really important. Rome should be rethought, make them less rules, choices, and bring more theme and feel to the game. Kinnegate, I agree. I like the idea of, I think secondaries for Age of Sigmar actually would be a great conversation for us to all jump into right now. What secondaries would you like to see? I like the idea of killing the general, which is kind of the first strike that we got from the previous edition. Games Workshop kind of like made it less of an issue. If you guys don't remember, in Age of Sigmar 1, you could only use the command ability on your general, which meant you really didn't see as many characters on the tabletop, and it was really the character with the good command ability was the one that you saw. However, Age of Sigmar 2, they made it so any character with the command ability could use it as long as you got the CP. I don't know if I ever really liked that, to be honest. And I don't know if I don't hate the idea of it going back. Probably it never is going to. And maybe the conversation about being quite restrictive and therefore made less units be on the tabletop is super fair. You know, you didn't have as many heroes on the tabletop. Maybe now you have more. Super cool. Like, completely appreciate that point. I think one of the fun elements that to see in the future would be to make it so just the general could do it. Like, I like that. But killing the enemy general, I feel like, should get you something, right? Like, that's got to be a thing. Hello, JJ, what's going on? Any tips for trying to grow local wargaming groups? Good point, Battle Chode. I think maybe advertise as much as possible. Create yourself a little regular thing. I have on YouTube, way back, there was an interview with Nick Thompson from WS10. He asked me a question. Like, I went to interview him because he's done such a good job of building that WS10 community. I think the most important part probably is to have a place that you guys can congregate. I know that's super hard in COVID times, but probably post-COVID, it would be like having a place where you guys are all going to go, whether it be a pub where you all go play your games or a little wargaming club or anything like that. They're chipping. My friend Jonathan over in Sweden, their little gaming group, they all just chipped in on a little area. To pay their dues that they rented out, which was super cool. And then they all go play there and stuff and hang out. So I think that's one of the good ways of doing it. But yeah, people like normally like a place to congregate, so that would be my best suggestion. I would love it if Dota Sport Gamer sponsored a kids football team. Okay. All right. I'll look into it. I would like to play a tournament where points are based off flippant remarks Rob makes. My remarks are not flippant, Tom, what's your name? I think Ilario could be 100% free at a tournament and be fine. Fuck. Get some harsh comments in the chat today. CP and all characters being able to use command abilities is my favourite change in second ed. Tom Dix, listen, that's super cool, dude. You might see less 5-wound heroes as generals if killing generals are secondary, so you'd start picking Marathi Teclis, says Torion. I agree, but what if the awesome command ability was not on Teclis? I think a super good tournament format would be no special name characters. I think that would be brilliant. So yeah, I think that would be super cool. Hobby-based secondaries, painted army 10 points. I think we're already going to see that, though, Chuckleputty, right? That's already going to be the case. Is the backup camera causing folk to be more aggro today? Maybe because they're closer. They're like, it's too close. I don't like this. This makes me aggro. I don't think hobby-based secondaries, painted army, conversion of some kind, 100 points. Nah, I don't agree with any of that. Not a competitive tournament. Like, at an event, cool. But I don't want, like, any hobby points getting into my competitive gaming. It's fucking not into that at all. I'd shout that down forever. Like, oh, you haven't done a conversion, you can't win this tournament. You beat everyone, but you didn't convert a model, so you suck. No, 100% against that forever and ever. Okay, let me read on. What did you say? 100 points managed to paint eyes without looking like a massive spooch. Oh, okay. You were mocking it, and I apologise. Hey, Jazzy128, having podcast and fully hydrated guy here. Thanks for staying hydrated. Is it better for you if you watch live on Twitch or YouTube? Twitch, please. I prefer YouTube app. Also, you can see the comments from YouTube. I can see the comments from YouTube, 100%. You can see the comments from all the places. So even if you're watching right now live on Twitter, you can see all the comments. But I 100, like, it would be cool if you could watch on Twitch for a bit, because we really want to hit partner. And there's some cool integration you can do as well. Like, you can, I mean, if I pick just a single platform, then you can go all out. Like, if you did just YouTube, you could do emotes and stuff on YouTube as well. I just really like Twitch because I think it's got some great interaction and like interactivity, which if we did get to partner, we would be able to unlock. So that would be cool. Sorry, Chuckaboy, FYI. The new Metal Watch is very timely at the minute, says Lou Diamond. I haven't seen it. There's a new Metal Watch article. Let's go break it. Do you guys want to do a Metal Watch review with me? Let's do this. This will be fun. Let's go. Let me just bring it up as an image. Let's do it. Let's do a review. How do you guys feel about that? Let's do it. This will be fun. Hold on. Sorry. I've just got to get it on the screen. Wasn't prepared for this. I mean, the camera wasn't even working, so. Right. Okay. Let's go over. Let's go over, boys. Right. Okay. There's Matt. This is what we're seeing. So, it's a MetaWatch article. Tournaments made for exciting day or weekend of gaming, allowing you to match your wits against all kinds of opponents and armies at different levels of play. If you've never been to one, what you may not know is that there's a lot more to it than that. Oh. They each offer some interesting perspectives. Oh, wait, are we joined by Steve Wren, lovely fella, Matt Lyons and JP Gannis. They each offer some interesting perspective into an often overlooked aspect of gaming tournaments, painting rankings and achievements. Holy fuck me. It's called MetaWatch. Okay. Alright, okay, fine. Number one, I'm just gonna, before I say anything else, Matt Lyons runs the Pro Painted, like tawny stat, like stats thing. Basically, soft scores, so painting and hobby stuff. But like, and then that's the ranking, so it's like, oh, you've attended like several events this year and loads of people rated your stuff. You're like the best at painting. Congratulations, you can come to our little like tournament for all these pretty painted models. What a fucking cool idea. Super fun. Super great. Really like it. Honestly, I think it's super cool. Matt also makes really great stuff over on his Pro Painted like store, like the little tokens and things I've bought before. And I think it's great. Like, I don't go to art galleries because I don't like watching artists wank off over each other, but like, I'm sure it's a great time for everyone, right? Like, and I'm sure everyone there, like, am I personally inclined or interested in it? Not at all. But do I think it's brilliant for those people interested and motivated in it? 100%. Yeah. So like, there we go. Okay. That's super important for me to put the thing in. I think it's nice that it's being done and that Matt does it. Do I think that it should affect the hobby? No. Also, like, are there requirements? I actually don't know this. Are there requirements where you also really enjoy the image of them mocking a Chaos Lord who probably would, like, slit the throats of 1,000 babies? It's, like, cute, isn't it? Look at this. I like painting and eviscerating my opponents. watching Steve Red crack one out over Mount Sabi just to believe which I want. Anyway, this is the point though, is it's a meta watch, right? What's happening in the meta? Really good things are happening in the meta, actually. Really interesting conversations. Archeon's being taken a lot. The conversation I saw in the Slaves to Darkness WhatsApp chat the other day was like, Archeon should be cheaper if you only count him in Slaves to Darkness, and if you don't think about any of his other applications, and if there was a whole bunch of stuff. There was an article on it. I read it. Not a fan. Point is, there's some great conversations because Archeon's a really good pick at the moment. He won an event just recently. He is being used in lots of Tzeentch and Seraphon, not Seraphon, loads of Tzeentch lists as like anti-Seraphon tech. Really interesting stuff there. You could do a huge breakdown on Archeon. Steve, if you're listening, next article, please. Love it if you could. So go over and get that. But the fact that it also then didn't end up doing particularly well at, let's say, the Hammer Time event, but it did win an event in Australia. But, like, was that to do with the run? Like, really good conversations. There's not enough data. That's true. All right, let's read the next line. There's Matt. Thanks for the invite. Okay. Well, we have our own unique focus where we try to... No, not about that. Natural evolution was great. Okay, sweet, sweet, sweet. Sweet, sweet, sweet. A lot of our readers are aware of the competitive aspect of the hobby. Nice. Which is what the meta watch would be. The competitive part, right? When it comes to gaming, but can you tell us a little bit more about... I guess it could just be the painting meta. Why haven't we thought of that? Can we have a stat show address the paint meta? Listen, again, really big fan of what these guys do for the painting hobbyists, collecting army. Big fan. Big fan. I just want to make sure I fucking drive that point home. I think that they do a really good job for the community of people who want that thing. It's just not what I'm interested in. A lot of our readers are aware of the competitive aspect of the hobby when it comes to gaming, but can you tell us a little bit more about the painting scene at UK events and how it relates to the rankings? Okay, another thing. Oh, doesn't matter. I'll talk about the facts. It's fine. It will likely surprise many people reading this, but the competition for painting trophies is fiercely contested as those battling for supremacy on the top ranked tables. Sure. Instead of a D6, these battles are for... It takes harder to do the painting tournament. I'm just going to fucking put that out there. It's harder to win that. I'm ready to do the painting rankings, Owen. I'm ready to do this. Instead of a D6, there are battles are fought with a paintbrush, possibly an airbrush, and maybe even those sponges as well. The main difference being, once the painter arrives at the event, their weeks or months of years of planning and dedication have come to an end, their fate is now in the hands of others. It's purely subjective. This has created a thriving community of army painters who engage regularly on social media and messaging groups. And through their discussions, feedback, and encouragement, the bar of army painters raised year after year. So we have appropriate rankings comes in, and that's both, again, great little thing that they do. Events use a variety of painting awards, which can be voted in different ways. Can you explain some of these awards? I don't care about that. For those of us looking up to our game, when it comes to painting, can you give us advice on how to improve the wow factor of an army? Are there any specific areas that painters could focus on? Ooh, okay. My mantra has always been bases, faces, bright colours, and dinosaurs. Can we nerf edge highlight? It's bad play experience. in Australia, the painting standard is a higher in Sigmar than 40k. How's the UK compare over there? Pretty much the same. Pretty much the same. Hey, Ziggy, what's going on? It's a good thing Seraphon are ugly as shit. I've always said, bases, faces, bright colours, and salamanders. They're a gorgeous-looking army, and you can paint them up real nice. Basin's been a strong focus of iron painters over the last years, and the approach has become more elaborate as new techniques and materials have been created and discovered. 3D printing bases. I believe you can have either a basin style that creates contrast, light models, dark bases, for example, that is completely to the models and creates a sense they belong to the environment. Oof, fucking intense that is. Faces refer to the spending extra time on the main focal points of the model, such as the face or helmet, which naturally draws an onlooker's attention. It's the weapons for me. Does anyone else, like... I wish I had a model to hand. I don't look at the face at all. I'm like, what's he carrying? I'm trying to find... I'm not bothered about the face in any way. Scruddy you. I agree with you. Loads. Also, hope you're well. It's the weapons, right? Aren't the weapons cooler? Next time they should do a most expensive army list in the Letmer. Oh, I'd like to do that. That sounds fun. Anyway, bright colours doesn't mean slapping a colour, your old yellow, over the model. Instead, it's about ensuring that the ones you choose are clean, bright, and really draw attention. Clean and bright. Thanks for reminding us of lots of... Okay, JP Gannis, lovely fella, been on the show several times. Hi, Steve. Can you explain the inspiration behind Waste Up Age of Sigmar achievement ranking site? What players can set when they log in? If you're in some armies and consider less competitive, I want to see if it's possible to have a website added more incentives. Again, massive fan of what JP's done here. He set up a website. I already did an interview with him in the past. You can go check it out. And he set up a website where you can basically pull off cool achievements, and then you'll end up with a thing. There you go. Highlander player list with no duplicate war scrolls. That gets you some achievements. Super cool. I love how you can use achievements like that to plan a list for an event. I imagine there'll be players who really buy into the idea. I like there are some classic ideas, such as Highlander achievement, as well as ones that are really specific to players of individual factions. The more Mortarks jumped out to me, which is player list with all 5 Mortarks gets you 50 points. Take these to an event, which is great. I think that's great. I think... I don't want to read the rest. I think... But the point is both of those two people have done a great thing for supporting other people at competitive events in other ways, right? A good example. I think what's... there's no link to JP's site in the article. What? Head over to... What? Is there a link to the Pro Painter one? Let's go look. Okay. Checks. Rob Kelly, that was my point. Thanks, Rob Kelly. I'm about to make that point. I like how the MetaWatch article. The MetaWatch article is, you would assume is meant to be about the gaming meta, right? The gaming meta. And both of these two people and the things that they're organizing have helped or will help people do other things than try to be competitive at an event. I think that's excellent. You can paint your army super nice and you can go off and be the painting crew, which is super cool. Or you can do fun, weird, janky stuff. You're like, why the fuck are you turning up with 5 Mortarks? You're like, I'm just here to get another achievement. Fucking collect them all. Amazing. Both great individuals doing great things, great work. Super cool. The article, though, is a piss take, really, off the back of the FAQ. Because... ultimately, like, what are you, like, you're a meta watch. It's not talking about the game at all, right? Which is, whatever. They're hilarious. At this point, I think that they're definitely in it for the jokes, right? Like it's ironically funny. They're just fuck nuggets, and it's really fun to watch. And I enjoy it. But kudos on having those two members of the community who are doing great things to the community and having an article about it. I hope more people attend their things, whatever those things are, and enjoy it heartily. Because... they're great people. Doing a great thing. The article, though, is obviously done. So, let's just do that. Can we have a MetaWatch event about hand dryers? Oh, Reaper, you know it. MetaWatch is definitely designed just to piss you off. They are brilliant, though. Come on. Every time. If someone's like, there's a new MetaWatch, okay, you're like, that's actually really exciting. I do wonder what they're doing today. When events come back, though, like, how can they, like, they've been mugging the Age of Sigmar community off there, right? Like, I was thinking about the launch of Age of Sigmar 3. I'm excited. End of. Yeah. maybe they'll fuck it up. Maybe they won't. Who knows? But whatever. Like, I've got all my toys. I've got all my mates. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to go play some games and have a good time. Right? Whatever. And if it's broke, it's broke. Who cares? Like, whatever. It'll be hilarious. I think that's one of the fun things about the Age of Sigmar community, is we don't take ourselves too seriously. Maybe that's been my problem over the past few years, is I've taken it too seriously. I've been like, I've cared too much, like, about, like, the game balance and everything. Oh, whatever. Like, if it's dumb, let's make it really dumb. Like, fucking get involved and just make it really stupid. And when they come out and, like, hey, guys, be like, listen, you've got no data and we can't be asked to talk with you. So I feel like they've shot themselves in the foot massively over the past couple of months in how they've supported the game. I mean, they haven't supported the game well ever, but I feel they've really shot themselves in the foot. And then what we end up with is, like, the competitive scene is just going to take the piss out of them. Like, if ever they try to approach the competitive scene properly, it's been like, nah, probably just going to take the piss out of you. You're an idiot. You know? Because what's the point in being involved with them? Anyway. The way things are going, they'll release Warhammer Quest and just claim it's both AOS 3 and Epic. just tuned in, the article's done. I must be talking about Metawatch article. Silver Templars, if you go back and listen about it, gonna interview the dude in the kitchen at Firestorm Game next. We delve deep into what sort of tournament gamers have on their bacon roll. What is the correct footwear? What's the Metawatch article on the correct footwear at an event? Because I've seen the range. I've seen big army boots. I've seen sandals. I've seen regular trainers, of course. I've seen barefoot. I've seen just socks. I've seen people wearing slippers and cardigans. What is the Fashion Watch article? When's that coming out? Right? Crocs. Fuck off, Tank. It's definitely not Crocs. I'm just painting Gotkin because we've... Oh, little side note. The Glesso, as of yesterday, had a long conversation with Owen about this after the show. Painted up the terrain with it. Probably not. I don't have the 96 hours it's going to take to paint all the terrain. So we're going to spray can it, boys. So Glesso might be good, but we're going to spray can it. We're going to get some spray... Montana Gold spray cans is what we're gonna purchase. And if anyone would like to help, there's obviously a link below. There you go. Little bar of things we're gonna buy. But yeah, we're not gonna use this Glesso stuff. So if you did watch yesterday, that's a good bit of feedback. We're not gonna use the Glesso stuff. We're gonna use some spray cans. It's quicker. Probably do as good a job. And save about a billion hours. So there we go. So Montana cans are super good, says Copenhagen Simon. Yeah, that's the idea. As long as you exceed the London GT bar. That's the flood. Please try Primer Filler Automotive Spray Cans, Born Again Manchild. If you have a link, you want to send it to me on Twitter or something, I'd appreciate seeing it. I've gone through all the different sober approaches to the FAQ, and in the end, I'm still filled with pure, undistilled nerd rage. I'll never stop loving it when you bash them for poor choices. Jazzy128, that's what I'm here for, baby. Like, I vibe with you guys. I care as much as you guys do. I like being this side of the fence, actually. I don't want to know what is coming out soon. I don't want to, like, know what is being playtested and what's coming. I don't want to know that. I want to just receive it. And then if I feel pissed, you guys probably feel pissed as well. I feel like you feel when we see the shit. Like, this, you know, with maybe a 10-second breath nowadays, 2021, Rob, trying to, like, zone in and just be a bit better. It's going to be great when Metawatch gets Nathan on top 10 anime portrayals. Oh my god, I want them to get Nathan on so much. Steve, I know you listen to the show. I love you loads. Please get Nathan on. Yeah, made me really happy because that article would be the best article ever. No gods, no masters, no games, workshop media. That's right, Loot Diamonds. That's all of us. Martin Funeral, as long as the train meets the painted meta. Shit! I haven't thought about the painted meta. The achievements thing, the Warhammer achievements thing, I feel like glossed over it. JP's done a really cool thing, like Colonel Cabbage's put linked in the chat. It's called metabreakers.com. Metabreakers.com. It's a super cool thing. I'm going to be using it, like, when events come back. I mean, to be fair, I don't know if he's accepting TTS results for it, but he should, because amazing. I'd definitely be using it for more TTS stuff. So that would be worth having a conversation with him. But really cool, and it's great that they're doing something about that. 40k could 100% do with a Metabreakers site. That would be so much fun. be really good for that community as well. So JP's done an amazing job with that, and it should be applauded. I'm applauding him right now. So yeah, really cool. Just not really part of the meta. Lou Diamonds, I agree. JP does accept TTS because he's a babe. Nice. Nice. It's even easier to do it. There we go. All right. Right. So the camera broke, but it's going to be time for me to go, gentlemen. I apologize. So that's why I've got to call it early because I have a meeting. Got a meeting about a team event. Do you guys want to see me do a spreadsheet after? It's going to be so much fucking fun. That's the really exciting part about doing event coverage. Like, oh yeah, can't wait to... How did they send the list? Oh, it's pictures. Yes. What a bunch of guns. right, but hopefully that won't be too long in the future. Listen, you're all brilliant. Thanks for tuning in. I know it's been a bit of a ramble today. Apologies. But we're live tonight doing some a TTS game of 40K. Me, Tom, Nick, John, they're playing. It's going to be super fun. Do tune in. It's going to be really fun. It's Dark Angels versus Death Guard. So it's all like top of the pile. How much painting did I do? .com. Fuck you, buddy. Right there. Look at that. Turn that orange. Yeah? Now how do you feel? Right. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Thanks for staying hydrated. Thanks for joining Patreon. Love you all. Have a great day. Look after yourselves. Stay healthy.